From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another release of suspects and mounting criticism of investigators in Belgium. Belgian officials say three people detained in the investigation into the attacks that killed 130 people in Paris in November were freed Wednesday after extensive interrogation. None of the three was charged, the Belgian federal prosecutor's office said in a statement. The people questioned were taken into custody following a police search in the Brussels district of Uccle on Tuesday. Belgian authorities have not said what they were looking for or may have found. VOA's Luis Ramirez says the Belgian officials are facing a good deal of criticism.
There have been a number of questions on the part of citizens in Belgium and in France who have heavily criticized Belgian authorities for their lack of communication, for their lack of coordination, and for what is seen as an uncoordinated approach to investigating these attacks. The situation in Belgium is one in which you have a number of police agencies that security analysts say in some cases are not communicating with each other, but the justice minister and others in the government have repeatedly said now is not the time to be criticizing, it's time to carry out the investigations, find out what happened, and prevent it from happening again.
Brussels was home to many of the attackers who struck the French capital on November 13th, and the same cell was thought to be behind the suicide bombings that killed 32 at the Brussels airport and in the Brussels subway on March 22nd. Responsibility for the carnage in the two European capitals was claimed by Islamic State. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake struck Myanmar Wednesday night and was felt in parts of eastern India and Bangladesh. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. The magnitude 6.9 quake struck at a depth of 135 kilometers, 396 kilometers north of Myanmar's capital of Naypyidaw, that according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Residents in Myanmar's main city of Yangon panicked after the quake struck, but authorities said there was no immediate reports of injury or damage. The quake centered in the jungle and hills northwest of Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, was felt in the eastern Indian states of Assam and West Bengal. People also reported feeling the quake in Bangladesh's capital of Dhaka, 484 kilometers from the epicenter. Syrians in government-controlled parts of the country are voting in parliamentary elections as peace talks reconvene in Geneva. Polling stations opened early Wednesday morning in the government-controlled areas, which make up about a third of the country's territory. Observers expect the ruling Ba'ath Party to maintain its majority in parliament. Some 3,500 candidates are running for 250 seats in parliament. Thousands more have dropped out of the race. Meanwhile, the UN-brokered talks in Geneva resume Wednesday, or at least are scheduled to do that, as the UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, meets with opposition members and officials from the United States and other Western powers to try to find a way to end Syria's civil war, which began in 2011. More than 100 migrants engaged in running battles Wednesday with Macedonian police on the other side of a fence on Greece's border with the country, in clashes that send clouds of tear gas wafting over a crowded tent city of stranded refugees and other migrants. The violence stopped a planned tour of the border fence in Macedonia by the visiting presidents of Croatia and Slovenia. No injuries were reported from the clashes at the closed Idomeni crossing, while Greek riot police monitoring the stone-throwing migrants on their side of the fence made no arrest, did little to intervene, and retreated during the tear gas barrage. A U.S. newspaper is reporting that federal investigators paid professional hackers to help them crack into the Apple iPhone used by one of the terrorists who killed 14 people last December in San Bernardino, California. The Washington Post said that the Federal Bureau of Investigation paid a one-time flat fee to the hackers who provided the U.S. law enforcement agency with information about a previously unknown software flaw in the cell phone. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.